central Wisconsin, in that state, this state, the beautiful state of Wisconsin, is home to the current first place Milwaukee Brewers after taking the first two in this series against Chicago at the friendly, and I mean friendly, confines of Wrigley Field, the way the Milwaukee Brewers have walked in and have been really unobstructed through two games. And there is a chance the brooms are out tonight. Ashley Dobrzynski, how are you doing today?
I am great, Walter. How are you?
I'm on top of the world. It's a, really? Anytime you get to see the Cubs come back down to the pack, even as somebody who grew up in Pittsburgh as a Pirates fan, I've told you guys, if it can't be me, there is nothing that would make me genuinely more happy than for the Milwaukee Brewers to do it again. And you know, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. The little bro stuff with the Milwaukee Brewers gets so under my skin, but that's all right. We'll save that for a few moments.
You're the little bro. Somebody called you that on TikTok.
I got little broed on TikTok.
That was so funny.
And I can't even go back to, yeah, full joke's on you, I'm a Pirates fan.
Yeah, like, what are you going
to
do?
It's like punching down if I get to that point. I'm not that shameless or shameful to go that far them chanting Green Bay sucks repeatedly at Wrigley Field time and time again.
Yeah, some of us have pride.
You know who? You know what? I'm not even going to say he's a prideful person, but he should be a proud person. And that is the one and only Jason Wilde. And we welcome him to the show now. You can hear him weekdays on Wilde in Taush from 9 a.m. until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. And you can read all of his written work under the Packers tab on channel3000.com. Jason, it's been a busy couple days. How is everything in your world?
Life is good. Thanks for asking. Yeah, the echo's still there. I have a question.
I'm ready.
Are you and Ashley, are you hecklers? Like when you go to a sporting event as fans, do you get after the opposing team's players? Because I have to admit, I have become a bit of a Pete Crow Armstrong fan after I saw that video of the woman getting after him, and he did not hold back in his response. It was certainly not a response that I would have personally delivered. That's not a phrasing that I usually use, but I kind of like, you know, putting her in her place a little bit. Just talking big, and I don't think she was ready for a player to come back after. Have you seen that exchange, and B, what do you think of it?
I was a fan. I completely agree with you. If she's going to walk the walk, then you got to talk the talk. Or no, whatever that saying is, you got to expect it back.
You nailed it.
Thank you. I'm not a heckler. I do love a good boo, though. I will. If the stadium is booing, I'm right there booing, too.
Jason, to answer your question, I'm not a heckler. I've never, when I was maybe in like high school, I'd be having a little bit more fun, but it's never like gone. I felt like out of a playful sense. It just never appealed to me. I'm there to watch the game. I want people, I don't care if you're a road fan or not. Everybody's here paying their dollar to watch a game. It is supposed to be fun. So I just let it be fun and I just sit there and enjoy the game like a loser.
Well, I'm not like a loser, like someone who appreciates the art of the game. You're not a loser for that. I'm the loser. I mean, I'm the non-fan sports writer, radio host guy who I don't cheer at all. I mean, it's funny. I was thinking about this last night during Sydney's soccer game. Like, I don't even cheer at her games. Like, I'm taking pictures instead. And I was informed I've been asked now to be the team photographer, so I'm very...
Wow.
Excited for next season already. Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about it.
Do you have like a professional camera, or are you just out there with your phone?
No, I do. I have professional would probably be a little bit of strong of a word. It's a pre-owned Facebook Marketplace Nikon camera.
Ooh, that's good.
I could probably use an upgrade. So once I start making that Walter Lukaczynski money, maybe I'll splurge. But for now, I'm going to stick with it. But yeah, so I'm not even cheering during her game. She had a great game last night, but I'm not doing anything other than taking pictures. So I don't love the fan who thinks I paid for my ticket, I can do whatever the heck I want. That's kind of where I take umbrage. And I thought that while his response was not exactly classy, I thought it was well deserved.
Yeah, you step up to the plate, you got to be ready for the pitch. But what you said there, it stuck out to me. I like to imagine this soccer game ends. We get in the car, we're driving home, and it's Jason Wilde, father, curious Miss Wilde about today's game, and you just start peppering her with Big J questions since we're not cheering on the sideline.
Yeah, she, I will say this, and then we can get the Packers. I know you guys are chomping at the bit for that, but like as a parent, when the girls were little, they're 14 months apart, so Maddie's 16 and Sid is 15 now, but like all the parents, they all said the same thing. Oh, cherish every moment. It goes by so fast. And it's true. It does. And I feel like I did that, and it has still gone by so fast. Like one of Sydney's teammates, you know, was driving on her temps after the game. And I was like, you know what? I am so glad that she doesn't drive yet, because she gets, or I get, to have her ride in the car. And like I could tell she was really unhappy with how the game went, and she gives me this look, and it's always the we'll talk about it in the car look, and we talked about it the entire drive home. We had to stop for ice cream just so we'd have some extra time to talk.
Well, you know what? That's good. You get to be a dad, and at the same time, you get to listen as the Big J still in the car, getting to be both, what, coach and father. That's kind of a unique thing. I'm glad that you're drinking it in. I feel like that's something that we all say that we do, but it's so hard. Time just goes so fast, Jason. And nothing kind of reminds you of that more than when you look out there right now. You remember watching Aaron Rodgers sit in the green room and fall until pick 24. And now...
All right. Hold that thought 1 second.
I'm holding it.
Go, Maddie Wilde! She is... I'm in Ashwaubenon, and the track team is out for a run. I was not intending to go past her, but I just happened upon her and her teammates running, so had to give her the horn. All right, Aaron Rodgers, green room, Jacob Javits Center. Sorry.
Well, it's just it's one of those things where you're right. That time does fly, and in all factors of life, it feels like just yesterday we got to watch this guy fall in the draft, and now 20 years later, we're going to be talking about one of the most talented of surefire Hall of Famer. He announced today he's going to hang him up at the end of the season. And you've gotten to know Aaron Rodgers better than most have with how long he spent in his time in Green Bay. He seems like a misunderstood guy. I'm curious to you, now that we're a year away from the end of this career, who is Aaron Rodgers to you?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. The first thought I had was he told us he wasn't going to do a farewell tour.
And here we are.
I hate to be the one to break it to him, but he's doing a farewell tour.
By definition of it.
I love the kind of bookend nature of his career. Now, I think it's important to note that his first head coach was not, in fact, Mike McCarthy. Remember, Mike McCarthy was the offensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. And he, while he wasn't the general manager who made the choice, he did say he wanted Alex Smith, not Aaron Rodgers. And that led to that precipitous fall to number 24 in the 2005 NFL draft, and then led to some, you know, some awkward conversations when Mike McCarthy got the Packers job in 06. But I love the symmetry. Frankly, I think the way things ended for Rodgers with McCarthy in 2018 here in Green Bay was just a bad ending. You know, he there was that game against, they shut out the Bills. It was 17-0, and Rodgers gets up there after the game and just destroys how bad the offense was. And instead of everyone talking about the shutout that the defense pitched, instead, everybody's talking about how he trashed his head coach and the game plan and everything else. Mm-hmm. That was a bad look. And then, you know, several weeks later, Mike McCarthy was no longer the coach. So I'm glad that they get a chance to kind of get back together and see how it goes. And I'm glad he's playing another year, but I'm very curious to see, like, if he plays at a really high level, great. If he plays at a very poor level, great. But what if he plays at an extremely high level, like Brett Favre did in 07?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you lose in an AFC championship game or something like that. You get to that Final Four.
Right. And look, that, you know, Favre obviously loses the NFC championship game at Lambeau to the Giants. And while he said he was retiring, he never really meant it. And the Packers were quite frankly excited when he said he was retiring, right? Mm-hmm. Their chance to kind of segue to Rodgers. And it doesn't look like the Steelers have that kind of a succession plan. They've got a bunch of quarterbacks. None of them, I don't think, are particularly good behind Rodgers. So I'm eager to see how his season goes. I hope he has a great year, and I hope it makes his decision at age 43 difficult to actually say, you know what, I am really going to retire, as opposed to maybe I want to run it back.
When I watch him, and like, you feel like you get to know these guys, even though we've never met them before at this point in our lives, but or at least for us, not you. Aaron Rodgers, though, not like a Tom Brady, not like a Drew Brees to me, where I feel like you would expect to see them in an analyst position down the road. Should we expect to not see Aaron Rodgers going forward after this year? Or do you think he will still find a way, whether it's the Pat McAfee hits or something else, that we are still going to see plenty of Aaron Rodgers?
No, I want to see what he does, not what he says. Because just like he said he wasn't going to go on a farewell tour, he also said that when he retires, he's just going to disappear. He's going to be gone, never to be heard from again. Obviously, when he retires, the clock will start, and 5 years later, he'll go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he'll go into the Packers Hall of Fame, and they'll retire number 12 and all that stuff. But I'll believe it when I see it, because, you know, and I know so many players. Tausch was today up in the Dells at Trapper's Turn for the Tellurian golf outing, and he's with a bunch of guys I covered, right? Leroy Butler, Dorsey Levens, Gilbert Brown, Santana Dotson, Earl Dotson, Frank Winters, and all those guys will tell you the same thing. You know, they miss, first of all, the biggest thing they miss is the locker room and the guys. Mm-hmm. Second thing they'll say is there is nothing that fills the competitive void. And Gilbert Brown had the greatest line, and I didn't bring it up today because we're short on time with him, but the best line I think I've ever gotten from a player talking about what it's like to retire is, there's never 70,000 people cheering for you when you take out the garbage.
Amen.
That's a
heady quote.
That void just is unfillable, and so, you know, there's nobody cheering for me either when I take the bin out to the curb.
It's because we're not around, Jason.
70,000 Well, it's there. Not even the people that live in my house are. And I handle the laundry. I handle the garbage. I handle way more litter boxes than I should. So I feel like I should be getting cheered on, but I don't get it. It just doesn't happen. Ashley, you're having a great segment, bud.
Well, Wally just likes to talk.
I know.
Kidding.
I
was intrigued.
Yes, he does. So
go ahead, Dubs.
Okay. Well, I actually do have a question. Don't worry.
Sorry, guys. I gotta go. No, I'm just kidding.
This is the second time that the other time was when we didn't have you on the phone and you like stopped and I genuinely like had a heart attack. Do you remember that?
Was that your question?
No. See, he's doing it again. Hopefully, the echo finally got to him. Okay, now I'm actually concerned.
Jason's gone. Take care, be good.
Take care, be good. Okay, well, I'll ask my question to see if he's actually...
I'll answer the question if he's the void is not there.
Okay, have you ever listened to Luke Combs?
I have.
I'm actually kind of concerned that
I think we lost Jason Wilde.
We did. That's, like, ironic. Oh!
Either that or it was the expertly done by Jason Wilde to just abruptly hang up on you and leave this awkward tension immediately following.
Like, do I call him back?
Maybe he was serious. Maybe he actually had to go.
Maybe he did.
All right. Well, simple enough.
Because I feel like we do usually go to break here soon.
Well, this is a good spot for it. You know what?
Yeah.
Just in case he calls back, I do want to remind you guys, too, that the Milwaukee Brewers, and boy, are they sharp right now. The first place Milwaukee Brewers. And you have a chance to see them in person with the team here over at WBEV. Because there is a baseball bus trip coming up Thursday, June 18th, against the Cleveland Guardians with a 110 first pitch. $70 to get you in the door. That includes your bus ride to and from. You don't have to worry about parking. And we'll drop you off, pick you up right from Slumberland Furniture right here in Beaver Dam. You can pay that either cash or check. Heck, you can come into the station, make your life easy, make sure you're one of these last people that are going to get into the bus trip. So make sure you don't waste time on that. Again, that's coming up Thursday, June 18th for our second Milwaukee bus trip of the year. We will take a break now when we come back.
Did he really have to leave?
What did you say?
Did he really have to go?
Either that or it was just the perfectly timed joke, and then he drove through a tunnel and now he's gone.
Well,
we'll put you on the scene. You should text him during the break and see what happened.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. After this, we'll be talking about the Milwaukee Brewers going to Chi-Town. 2-0 in the series so far. Chance to sweep tonight. We'll give you everything you need to know right on the other side of the break here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Looking for your next great round? Tee it up at Rolling Meadows Golf Course in Fond du Lac, featuring 27 holes designed for every skill level. Whether you're chasing a personal best or just enjoying time with friends, you'll love the well-kept course, practice facilities, and relaxing clubhouse. Play 9, 18, or all 27, then unwind at the bar and grill. Rolling Meadows, more golf, more fun your way. Book your tee time today at rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com.
Attention sports fans! Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare.
Prizes, exclusive experiences, even cash money. You want it? We've got it. Find a list of all contests and official rules by visiting dailydodge.com/contests. That's dailydodge.com/contests.
Sometimes they have no idea what they're saying out loud. Isn't that what local sports talk is all about? Hear more shenanigans now on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to our friends at Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. Be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get opened. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo that was just on the screen and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. The Milwaukee Brewers.
The Milwaukee Brewers.
First place Milwaukee Brewers, Ashley Dobrzynski.
Uh-huh.
And they have a chance to make that a 1.5 game lead tonight against the Chicago
Cubs. They actually have a
chance
to sweep the series.
They sure do. We should have brooms out today. We got to be better than that.
We should have. No, because that would jinx it.
That's true. You know what? Look, credit to us. We didn't bring the brooms out. We're waiting tomorrow to hopefully bring them out in style.
Yep.
As we've seen, and I love that Jason unintentionally set me up with the PCA stuff because unlike Jason, first of all, I'm curious as someone that grew up a Brewers fan. Yeah, he's a little removed as a fan. He's more of the actual, the big J, as we like to say. But who in the world outside of Chicago likes PCA?
That was crazy.
I couldn't believe that he said he was becoming a fan. If anything, I thought that Jason, after what happened, he would have been like, nope, see ya, guy hit the road.
Yeah, I thought we were going to hate. And I was like, heck yeah, Jason, let's hate on PCA. More like, piece of crap. I thought we were going to hate on PCA. And he was like, good on him. I meant what I said. You got to talk the talk if you're going to walk the walk.
I agree with that.
Completely. I'm all for that, 100%. However, PCA is such a interesting human, not a nice human, human.
There's very little just like that screams likability about him from an outsider.
There's not a lot.
There's not a lot.
And, I mean, like the thumbnail says.
The unlovable losers.
Yes, and that is exactly what the Cubs are.
I got to get something off my chest here, Dubs. Because yesterday.
Let us know.
You put out a clip from yesterday talking about the Green Bay Sox chants that have been ringing Wrigley for apparently a long time. This was news to me.
You would think it's been going on for centuries how some people are talking in the comments.
You would think so. Mm-hmm. The one that stuck out to me in the comments, though, is because it was directed at me, but I felt like it was directed to Milwaukee Brewers fans as a whole, where we got Lil Bro'd. And I love to hear that because when I think about Lil Bro, I think about the team that's getting kicked in the nads and going down and falling short time and time again, can't get over this team. Then you start digging in. If the Milwaukee Brewers are the little brothers of the Chicago Cubs, then Lil Bro got big and got strong really fast.
That's so funny you say that.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right, because my brother, shout out Michael, sent me a tweet earlier today, and it was a Chicago Cubs fans tweeted out, 8 straight years and counting of the Brewers absolutely dog-walking the Chicago Cubs. And the worst part about it, Tom Ricketts doesn't care. Greg Council sure doesn't seem to be fazed, and our fans chant, Green Bay sucks, down 6. We really are the little brother.
They are. And this is the part that bothers me. The Chicago Cubs have won 6 NL Central titles in the history of the division. Mm-hmm. The Milwaukee Brewers have won 5 in the last 8 years. They've won 4 in the last 5.
Bang. And you're sitting here being like, Green Bay sucks. The Bears just got good.
No wonder. I'm coming to full circle. I get it, Chicago. I understand why you're chanting Green Bay sucks, because the Bears are the only thing you have to hold on to. The Cubs are once again going to be playing second fiddle to a Milwaukee Brewers team that just walked into Wrigley Field after the Cubs had a 15-game winning streak, and they have dog-walked them for 2 straight games. The Brooms will be out there. It was 8-0 in the first game. It was 5-0 last night. These haven't even been competitive in your house.
That's the worst part. Make it competitive, at
least. AmFam South is here.
AmFam South is here. Literally, all I'm asking, just make it a little bit competitive. Why can't we at least... why can't the games be close? 9-3, and my favorite that I did not get to mention yesterday is how the Brewers tweeted... or their Instagram caption was, we won by a touchdown. we did. And then somebody commented, this is really funny, they commented, and of course, in Packer fashion, we missed the extra point. Which is very true. Both two things can be true at the same time.
Trey Smack's in the building now. That's a little respect for the Smack dog.
True. But dare I say, Walter?
You can dare.
Hot take, possibly, but maybe not. I think Bryce Terang. Oh, man. I said Barang. Okay. Bryce Terang is the best shortstop in the NL right now.
There's a case to be made. I would have thought that you were crazy to even say that a little while ago. But
same. I remember seeing that he was on the World Baseball Club, the WBC, the USA team. I was like, really? Bryce Terang is on there? He was good, but I never really thought anything more of him last season. Right now, I am like, if we lose Terang, I will cry. I will be devastated. He needs to be a Brewer forever. He's that good.
He's been phenomenal, and it's just been timely hits, too. And last night, I know it's a 3-0 ball game at that point, but then you see what happened in the bottom of the eighth where Aaron Ashby comes out and he wasn't himself. Let's just be honest. He didn't look good. He wasn't crisp. There were some defensive lapses behind him as well, but he was able to at least get through and grit to get two outs. And this is where it goes back to Chad Patrick, where a few days ago we were talking about he's not in the rotation. We're still looking for a little juice, maybe from the back end of it a little bit. Could he be a guy down the road? Chad Patrick in a role that you just throw him in, bases loaded, and to get that out there, to steal that momentum that the Cubs had really built. If you get a base hit there, you start really thinking some dark thoughts as the Brewer fans. Mm-hmm. He shut the door. This team is doing its job, and it's everybody that seems to be doing it. And this series is a great, at least, indicator of what this team can be.
And can we talk about the Miz? Oh, my. Wally, what would you do if I sometimes think, not think, I just, when I watch him, I'm like, I could not imagine standing in there and trying to swing at that ball. And neither could PCA. I mean, he fell on his feet. He took a swing so hard that he ended up falling down, which, embarrassing.
Well, but don't be mean to him. He had a great game in the field, Ashley. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassing.
That's so embarrassing.
Pretty routine fly ball. Yeah. I'd love to see the catch probability on that.
Yeah.
But let's look cool. Let's go up there. Just get the little grab. Oh, my bad. Oh, and then wait. I have to do that pouting look. And
yeah, where'd it go? Did it end up on the ground?
I think it landed on the ground. Is that where the green stuff is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's where it landed, though. But I'm sure that's an out.
No, Wally, not that.
Sorry. I'm new to the game. I thought that he did the right thing there. That's on me. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you miss a routine pop fly.
Yeah, so, but at least he struck out swinging and fell to the ground, too. So very cool.
That is one of the best videos I've ever seen.
That'll keep getting played all season long. Every time that PCA comes up in Milwaukee.
I don't care if he hits home runs against Milwaukee.
He will. He will. He's a good player. He hasn't played well against him this year, but he's a solid player.
He's fine.
He's going to get his own.
But it is, anytime anybody says anything, send them that.
It's easy.
Like, easy.
They make it easy. Again, calling the Milwaukee Brothers, I keep doing that.
Stop.
The Milwaukee Brewers, little bro. I just can't find it more funny when you look at what these two teams have done over the last 5 years. And once again, it seems like the only calling card Cubs fans keep going back to is 2016. We won a World Series.
Yes, like, okay. Cool.
There are fourth graders alive right now that were not around for the last World Series the Cubs had. Stop talking about it.
Yeah, like seriously, congratulations. You won a World Series in 2016. And I bet Cubs fans would be like, well, have the Brewers even won a World Series? Well, no, but.
The Cubs have won one.
They've won one. One. It's been one.
They've won one since the 1909 or whatever it is. I don't even remember. It's been 115 plus years.
Yeah.
Give me a break with 2016.
Yeah.
Four of the last five, the Milwaukee Brewers, they own this division right now.
They own the Cubs.
They do own the Cubs. They're winning the games that matter. Yeah, you can look back, and it's been probably 50-50 right around there in the regular season. But the games that matter, time and time again, you were seeing Pat Murphy's team. You were seeing the Milwaukee Brewers step up to the plate, and you were seeing Craig Counsell's Cubs once again shrivel and disappear. Mm-hmm. And we asked for this 2 days ago when we were like, what are we looking forward to in this series? We have both got our wish. You got that jump out in the first game. You got to see a complete game from the offense. And last night, the Miz went out there and pitched what felt like an October baseball game environment, and he shut down one of the best lineups in baseball. You have to be able to get the air monkey off your back if you're Chicago, and I don't think it's happening.
This team is good.
It's very good. And Garrett Mitchell, by the way, shout out to you. Seems like he's turning around. RBI knocking the first inning.
I literally told you.
Yeah. What are you?
Not you. Sorry.
I was just saying,
Charlie Downer.
This was a Wally comes to, hey, you know what? I'm giving Gove some
credit. I'm sorry. I'm lashing out. I'm sorry.
You lashed out. You got me too close to the Cubs, and I'm getting caught in the crosshairs, and I need to be careful.
Yeah, sorry, Walter. I didn't mean to.
That's okay. I forgive you. Chance for a sweep tonight. You can listen to that on 95.3 WBEV. Coverage starts for that one at 6:05. Simply put, Ashley, are we talking about a sweep tomorrow? Or And by the way, if they lose tonight, you still win 2 out of 3 on the road.
You still win the series.
This was
the
a mission accomplished any day of the week when you go down to AmFam South. Do they sweep?
Yes.
Score?
7-3 No.
Like that.
7-1 7-1
Oh, okay, well, I kind of like that. I was going 7-2 We're kind of in the same little ballpark here. Mm-hmm. Once again, this is a Brewers team this entire series that has dominated from start to finish. Let's see if they can do it one more time.
I'm excited, Walter.
Got fired up. Got a little revved up there.
Yep, I got to calm down.
It's easy. It's easy. NL Central, when you have teams that are in the mix like this, baseball season, to me, is the most boring season in the entire world when your team sucks.
Yeah, and you would know.
And I know very well. But when your team is good, when your team is competitive, I can't think of a better way to spend a summer than sitting down, watching or listening, however you want to get your Brewers, then get into the go on this run, get on this championship chase. And it feels like, once again, we are going to be looking to October, and it's going to be a matter of, can they get over the hump there? A lot of work to do first, but there's no reason to believe this team won't do it again.
Agreed. Yep.
All right. We're going to step aside when we come back. Beaver Dam had a busy night, both in the baseball diamond, softball diamond, and we got to give a special shout-out to Lucy Gonzalez getting it done over on the track. We'll do that right after the break with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Watertown boys soccer head coach Clayton Kratzer. You're listening to 1430 ESPN.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A concert piece cut from the Watertown High School Wind Symphony's performance Monday night will be performed tonight instead. Composer Omar Thomas is coming to Watertown to conduct a Mother of a Revolution. The future of the aging Henry Dodge County Office Building in Juneau is still up in the air. A consultant urged County Board supervisors last night to think long-term. People on Medicare are feeling anxious about what happens when UW Health takes over the Marshfield Clinic Hospital in Beaver Dam. Benefits consultants say there's still time for things to work out. The state of Wisconsin is spending another $60 million to expand high-speed internet to underserved areas. Telecom providers, local governments, and partnerships are eligible. The statewide Click It or Ticket campaign runs through May 31st. 145 were killed in Wisconsin last year who were not wearing seatbelts. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Memorial Day savings are happening now at Silica for your home. Now through June 3rd, save big with exclusive rebate savings up to $4,000 on top appliance brands like KitchenAid, LG, GE, Cafe, and Maytag. And with upcoming manufacturer price increases, now's the time to buy. Plus, enjoy 18-month 0% financing store-wide and free delivery on hundreds of items. Upgrade your kitchen and laundry rooms today and save big during the Memorial Day sale at Silica for your home.
Get the last roof you'll ever need with Steel Roofing from Menards. Steel Roofing provides your home with the best protection from wind, hail, and fire. Choose from 29 stylish colors to enhance the appearance of your home. Available in cut-to-length panels that cover a large area quickly for fast installation. Plus, shop the weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Lately, I couldn't help but notice my house was feeling a little drafty. So I quizzically stared into my window.
I'm starting with the man in the window.
Wait, that's not how it goes. But in my reflection, I did find the problem. Old, inefficient windows. So I called the solution, Hometown Glass and Improvement. They install top quality energy efficient windows from trusted brands like Pella and Lindsay with professional guidance and installation. Visit in person, online, or call 887-3757 for your free estimate today.
I've been a member for a long time. I prefer the credit union over a bank, and the interest rate on my credit card is so much better.
Market-leading rates and supportive staff help you maximize your money at every stage. Every employee I have interacted with has been excellent and has made me feel like a valued member. The rates are competitive, but the employees serving the members are exceptional.
Get where you're going faster with great rates and exceptional service. Visit mpeople.com to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our Memorial Day sale is going strong and you can save big with our doorbusters. Now, doorbusters are super special. You got to come into the store to get these amazing savings. They're while supplies last, so shop local and hurry in. Save big with this amazing reclining sofa as little as $682 and get the matching rocker recliner completely free of charge. Or this amazing huge sectional with free ottoman. Now the sectional is only $992 and you get the matching ottoman completely free of charge. Now our doorbusters are while supplies last, so you'll definitely want to hurry in and save big. Check out our recliner chairs for as little as $199 or Lazy Boy rocker recliner chairs for as little as $299 and take advantage of our interest-free financing. Stop in, shop local, and save big during our Memorial Day sale going strong with all of our doorbusters. Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Sports, spice, and occasionally nice. You're tuned into The Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, Dodge County's local sports show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Wally Lukashensky, Ashley Dobrzynski with you today. And we have a Memorial Day Classic coming up here on Monday. Make sure you join us on 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge TV this Memorial Day. That's Monday, as we remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for you and myself right now, again, so that we get to do all the fun things that come on here and bash the city of Chicago.
Woo!
Bash the Cubs. Let's have a day, Ashley Dobrzynski. And a big thank you to our Memorial Day sponsors, Hometown Glass and Improvement and Gina Omig of State Farm Insurance. Programming starts at 5 a.m. That starts with Jerry Stewart's program, A Lifetime of Service. Then from 6 to 9 in the morning, ABC's Press Play will get going. And then at 9 to 10, we do have a reprogram of Jerry Stewart's A Lifetime of Service. And then at 10:15, rounding out our coverage for the day at 10:15 again on Daily Dodge TV, we will have coverage of the annual Beaver Dam Memorial Day ceremony at Oakwood Cemetery. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you're tuned in for that. And get your Memorial Day kicked off in style. Ashley.
Heck yeah.
I know we got a little revved up. We were talking about some things that we don't enjoy talking about, that being the city of Chicago.
I love talking about the city of Chicago. I love making sure it's known how much I'm a hater of them.
That's what is important, though.
Yeah.
It's why sports are special. You need to have your avenues, your outlets for hate. And thankfully, we have that here. Equally, though, if you have hate in your heart, you got to move it out of the way for some love. And we love talking some Golden Beavers here.
Oh, do we ever.
Did you do or participate in track at any point in your life, whether middle school, high school?
Middle school. And if you know anything about middle school track, it's social hour.
It really is.
At least mine was.
I was in the field so that I could hang out with my buddies and toss shot put for like 10 minutes and be like, all right, cool, I'm going to hang out with everybody for 4 hours.
I didn't run anything. They had me in shot put because of my – no, I'm sorry. Yeah, shot put because I played softball. But, yeah, I was never really a big – track star.
your little legs didn't get it done?
Nope.
Fair.
Come on.
Beaver Dam, though, on the other hand, we saw familiar faces capture first place in conference titles in several events. We have to start with the queen of hurdles herself. Ooh. Lucy Gonzalez got first place not only 100-meter hurdles, but 300-meter hurdles. And then another first place finisher in four events, the future Arizona Wildcat himself, Taylor Post, got first in boys' wheelchair. What was that?
I was just reacting.
Yeah. I'll take a reaction out of you. Taylor Post got first in both, in all of these actually, boys' wheelchair 400, the boys' wheelchair 800, the boys' wheelchair 1600, in the boys' wheelchair shot put. Congratulations to both of those incredible athletes. First place in multiple events for both of them. But I wanted to give a couple extra shout-outs too, while we're at it, because we don't get to talk a ton about the track and field team on this program. So also second place in the girls' triple jump was Morgan Martz. Third place again, Lucy Gonzalez in the girls 200. Third place, girls 4x800. You had Zwald, Nuremberg, Kunowitz. I really hope I hit that right. And Bates. Right. Get used to that name. Third Bates? Place, girls high jump, Grace Haynes. Third place, girls long jump, Morgan Martz again. What a day for the Beaver Dam track team. Sixth place overall for the girls. Eighth place for the fellas.
Oh, love that. Love to hear it.
We also had last night, this is where it's a, we got a transition at a bummer side, but this doesn't mean the season's over. You got more runway in front of you, Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
The Beaver Dam baseball team fell in a tight one to Oregon last night, 6-4. They were trailing that one 4-1 going into the fifth inning or bottom half of the fifth. They were able to tie it up, but Oregon outlasted the Golden Beavers last night, which means we're down to our last regular season game this Thursday. They're going to have a chance to get right against Oregon before we go into regional play next week.
There's still a chance.
There is. Oh, absolutely. They at this point, you're just trying to work out some of the cobwebs, making sure that you're looking as sharp as you can.
Exactly.
Playing your best ball once we get in. And they haven't, frankly, probably played their best ball in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. It's in there. We've seen it in there. It's just a matter of now getting everything to click together, and they still have some opportunity to do that.
Speaking of best game.
Yeah. Please.
I think the Beaver Dam girls, Beaver Dam softball.
I do the Beaver Dam girls softball all the time, too.
Don't you?
I think boys baseball, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with us.
I know, me neither. I think you told me an interesting statistic
this
afternoon. So, care to share with the group?
I would love to share with the group. Because since the turn of the calendar going into May, there was one loss in there. They lost to the Watertown Goslings on May 9th, I believe. Outside of that, they have won 10 of their 11 games.
That is insanity.
And in those 10 wins, Maddie Bryan has had a hit in each of those. Emma Jolka has had a hit in each of those. Kendall Fakes has had a hit in each of those. And wow. She's had four homers to add to that during that stretch at the same time.
That's insanity.
The offense is clicking. The defense is good. The pitching is solid. This is a team that has aspirations to get to Madison, and their journey will get started next week as well. Unfortunate news.
Uh-oh.
Wanakee, our little voodoo tricks that we were trying to do.
No.
It did not happen.
Are you kidding me?
I thought we did a good job. We
so
put
did
a lot
I.
of effort into that.
I know.
You should have shared your voodoo. It was scary. I got nervous a little bit about what you were doing with voodoo dolls and the rest of us in the office. It explained some knee problems and stuff, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you watch out.
I will watch out.
Don't test me.
There's a good chance that Beaver Dam will be home next week when they get their postseason underway. And hopefully it goes beyond that, but we'll make sure that we fill you in on all the postseason action, where the games are going to take place, what they're on, where you can see them over the coming weeks here. That is going to pretty much do it for the regular season. It's that weird point, Ashley.
That's crazy.
We're in the last week. These kids are about to graduate.
That came up so quick.
It bothers me a little bit, too. Now that I'm older, I remember the getting out of school was the greatest thing.
Yeah.
In the entire world.
Yeah.
And now I'm sitting here just anxiously, really fired up to have a 3-day weekend from work.
Yeah.
Where do we get the time machine? How can we go back?
I miss summers.
Like, wouldn't you want to go back and play on that softball field?
Yes.
I'd love to play on the baseball field. Jeff Eberle does a great job taking care of.
Just one more time.
One more time. Just one more day. Just give us 24 hours in the time machine.
One more day.
One more day.
That song.
It's Wednesday. When we come back from break, it's time for some over-unders. Ashley Dobrzynski is going to try to trip me up on a few. It sounds like we're going to get a little extra creative with it today. We'll find out what she has in store for us in just a moment with more of the Dam Sports Show.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with the lows around 39. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 58. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Lows level off around 43. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
This weather update on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam is brought to you by JB Mechanical. They keep the heat on all winter. Now they'll make sure you stay cool as spring's first pitch arrives.
Did you know Marshfield Clinic offers self-scheduling? And there's no better time than right now to catch up on care. Primary care can help you stay on track with screenings, vaccinations, and labs, or simply be the place to check in on your overall health and well-being. Making an appointment online is simple. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare and tap Schedule Online. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
This week's Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly High School Athlete of the Week is Clarice Stevens of Beaver Dam High School. Clarice competes in figure skating and synchronized figure skating, and after graduation, she plans to attend Western Michigan University, where she will continue her skating career and double major in psychology and sociology. Congratulations to Clarice Stevens of Beaver Dam. She's this week's Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly High School Athlete of the Week.
Your home for the Golden Beavers, 1430 ESPN, powered by Daily Dodge.
Are you tired of battling a damp, musty basement? Air Care in Beaver Dam has a solution for you. The April Air Dehumidifier will significantly improve the air quality in your basement by removing up to 100 pints of moisture per day. That's 12 and a half gallons. The April Air Dehumidifier is quiet, energy efficient, and backed by an impressive 5-year replacement warranty. If you want a crisp, dry lower level for more living space or storage, call Air Care at 920-356-8860. Big enough to serve you and small enough to care.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our physical and occupational therapy team is here to help you move with confidence again. Whether you're recovering from an injury, a fall, or regaining strength after surgery, our rehab therapists are by your side. Early morning and evening appointments are available at our clinics in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health.
Are you aware of who's making your healthcare decisions? Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster with Columbus Family Dental. Healthcare is a very personal thing that requires careful thought and planning. These choices should be made by you and your doctor, not an administrator or an insurance company. At Columbus Family Dental, we're a local, doctor-owned clinic, which allows us to put your health and well-being first. Call us today at 623-5559 to schedule a free, no-pressure consultation to see if we're the right fit for you.
The first thing I thought about is, what am I going to do?
Peggy and Willie were injured when a driver ran a stop sign.
I was injured pretty bad, and they rushed out to me and made sure that I got the medical attention that I needed to make that recovery. One call, that was all. And everything went well.
Here for you 24/7, Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
From Durleith Field to Lambeau Field, stay tuned to the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in La Pond. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski with you. It's time for Over Under here on the Dam Sports Show. Ashley, it's going to be a little different today because not only am I going to be guessing over on under on your question, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to name some specifics as well.
You are. Are you ready, Walter?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be. Let's get going. Is this sports related?
Yes, they're all always going to be sports related, of course.
I like that. All right, well, then let's get rolling. I'm ready to go.
Okay, and I'm going to, well, actually, Walter, I'll give you the options. Would you rather do MLB or would you rather do NFL?
I'll take NFL off the rip.
Okay.
I feel like that was not the one you wanted me to say.
No, because I feel like you're going to have a hard time guessing all of these, but that's okay.
All right.
Over, under. Over under 15 NFL players rushed for 1,000 yards during the 2025 regular season.
I think it's under. I think that that's becoming more of an endangered species, even with an extra game, just with injuries and how many teams have multiple running backs in their backfield.
Wrong.
It was over 15.
Over. Do you want to guess the number?
Well, I would have guessed pretty small over, maybe 17.
Yeah. Oh, ding, ding, ding. Good job, Walter.
Well, I'll take it. That was a second guess, but I'll still take a little credit here.
Well.
All right. So how many of these do I have to name?
17.
Well, I'm not going to name them all.
Well, that's why I said you should do the
All right. Can you give me a hint? How many quarterbacks are on this list? Because I bet Lamar Jackson, he actually got hurt. I don't think he will be on that list.
None.
There's no quarterbacks. All right, that's going to make life a lot simpler. Derrick Henry had to be.
Yep.
How about Chase Brown in Cincinnati?
Yep.
Okay. There's no way anybody... Jaylen Warren didn't do it in Pittsburgh, did he?
No.
Okay, I think I should have like a two-strike system. If I miss another one, I feel like I have to forfeit the rest of my picks.
Can we do a three-strike system?
I'll do a three-strike system.
All right, you're next.
How about Kenneth Walker the third?
Hold on. Yup.
Thank you. I'll take the ding anytime I can get it.
Okay.
All right, so we have two in the AFC North. It wasn't Jaylen Warren. I know you hated him because he started slow on the season, but I think Quinshon Judkins did enough down the stretch before he got hurt to get there. No.
Nope. No Quinshon.
That injury killed me. Plus, he came on too late, too. So half of the AFC North has won. Okay. Then looking... How about a Dalvin Cook?
Hold it. Hold on. Looking.
Dalvin Cook wasn't there either. He was too banged up as well. I should have said Saquon Barkley earlier. Yep. He for sure had to be there. All right. Who else in the top five did I miss right away?
James Cook.
I said Dalvin Cook. I'm an idiot. It picked his brother.
Yeah.
His brother hasn't played. Wally, be better than that.
Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, my gosh. That's pathetic. I'm so upset about my... I said Dalvin Cook. I said his brother. For crying out loud.
Bijan Robinson.
Of course. He's the best running back in football now.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
I should have just Kyron started Williams. In the NFC and said names I knew for sure.
Yeah. Let's try another one.
I'm going to be more strategic in the way I pick these. I just started going with the first running backs where I'm like, I think he'd get there. No, I got to be more strategic.
MLB home runs. Over under 8 MLB players hit 40 or more home runs during the 2025 regular season.
I think 40 is becoming too easy. I think that's got to be north of that.
So you're saying over?
I'm going to say over. Yeah, I probably should say over under. And
it
over,
was
under.
Under.
Seven, I suck at this game.
Seven players.
I know I have a couple at least off the rip.
Okay.
Cal Raleigh.
Yep.
100%. He's first catcher. I think most home runs ever by a catcher. Shout out Mike Piazza before that.
Yep. Wait. Before you continue going, 1 second, please.
I'm holding.
I put a game show clock on.
I don't like that. Now the pressure's on. Shohei Ohtani.
Yep.
Aaron Judge.
Yep.
Did Vlad Guerrero get there?
Nope.
He didn't get there.
Mm-mm.
All right, so I'm still looking for four more of the 40 home run club or more to this point. Any in the NL Central that I should know right away?
No.
Okay, that's good to know. I was starting to think about maybe Ellie De La Cruz got in there. He did not.
Mm-mm.
Kyle Schwarber.
Yep.
All right, so I have three left.
Yep.
Oh no, this is going to be somebody out west, I think. Somebody that we're not thinking about at first.
Yes. I can give you teams if you're...
Don't give me teams. It's going to give too much. But when we say West Coast, are we like on the West Coast, one of the California teams?
No.
No California teams. Mm-hmm. This is not good. Bobby Witt Jr. was way under that, I believe. Dobes, this is pathetic. I think I'm going to have to tap out at four.
You can't even... Okay, I'll start giving you teams.
All right.
Mets.
It won't be Lindor.
Nope.
Oh, well, Pete Alonso still above that?
Nope.
Pete Alonso wasn't either. Who was it on the Mets?
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto, that's right, the merchant. Talk about a joke, by the way. Juan Soto, and I'm talking over my own timer, I don't care. Juan Soto just is going from place to place for highest bidder. And it just seems like he has this negative influence wherever he goes. Is that harsh?
No, I agree.
I don't know if it's just because I'm just angry because I can't afford to pay a guy $650 million, whether it's Milwaukee, whether it's Pittsburgh. I don't care. Pathetic.
We need a different... I'm going to find different music for next week.
That's fine.
Rays.
The Rays. Raysiana? Oh, I got that wrong. Never mind. Anyways. Was it Brandon Lau?
No.
Who was it?
Junior Caminero.
Oh, Caminero. Okay. Another World Baseball Classic legend himself. All right, so there's one left. What? Where did I miss?
He started on the Diamondbacks, and I don't remember where he went.
Eugenio Suarez.
Yep.
He went to the Mariners as well. He was also, but he struggled in Seattle once he got there.
Yep, but that was it. But hold on, I have one more.
I was really proud of myself for the four, but I should have got at least Eugenio. I don't know if I was going to realistically remember Juan Soto for a minute. For whatever reason, the bouncing around, it makes it easy for me to just slip into the main brain fog.
All right, Walter, I have one more for you.
I hope I do better.
Over under seven NHL players recorded 100-plus goals during the 2024-2025 regular season.
100 points, I imagine?
100 points, sorry, yes.
I'm going to say over.
Under.
I'm 0 for 3. What a performance today from Wally.
Six players. You have 1 minute to name them all.
I'm
going to
say two in Edmonton. You got to go Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl.
Correct.
100 points. I don't know if Crosby would have got there. He might have been just short. He did not get there?
Nope.
God, that disappoints me. How about Jack Hughes? Nah, he would have been too short too.
Nope.
Jesper Pratt. Okay. How about... Kaprizov.
Nope.
Nathan MacKinnon?
Yep.
All right, so I'm like on my 18th strike right now. Did Cale Makar get there as a defenseman?
No. You have a Lightning, Bruins,
Kucherov.
Yep.
Pasternak.
Yep.
And who's the last team?
Maple Leafs.
Austin Matthews.
No.
Oh, James Marner.
Mitch Marner.
That's pathetic.
You're really bad at names.
It's my dad. I've got my dad in me. I'm the king of getting your last name right, and I'll screw up your first name till the day I die.
Nice.
Well, welcome to the damn sports show. That's what we do here. I've got to be better than that. I'll be better by Friday for Friday trivia. Tomorrow, we'll be back in action. Same time, same place. But we will be off on the Daily Dodge TV stream. So if you're looking for that, we'll be back on that on Friday. Otherwise, you can catch us here, same time, same place, with more of the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Homer Hour, coming up next.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by Silica for your home, serving Wisconsin homes for over 100 years. Whether it's upgrading your appliances and electronics or finding comfort solutions like lift chairs, Silica delivers winning sales and service and final.